Country Club FM.
The world needed the slide whistle. It had been a long time. I was driving around and I felt a void, and I think that void was just filled by the slide whistle.
Worked for me.
It's the Bob Almanac Wednesday, September 22nd. Fall arrives today sometime in the 2 o'clock hour, 265th day of the year. We've reached 100 left. Tomorrow we'll be in double digits instead of triple digits for the remainder of the year. And then, you know, that last week or so, a little after Christmas there, we'll be in single digits. What do you think of that?
Nuts. It's gone by quickly.
Actually, we single digits just a little bit before Christmas, if you do the math properly. So, 1692, this was the final hangings of the Salem witch trials, Salem, Massachusetts. They were the last hangings. They hanged. The proper, when it comes to that, it's not hung, it's hanged. And I think you know that. You've probably seen enough Western movies. You know that the past tense of that is hanged,
right?
Not hung.
Necktie party.
19 supposed witches hanged overall during this time. And that was 1692. In the grand scheme of things, I guess in the history of human life on Earth, that isn't that much. That isn't that long of a period of time between now and then.
No.
When you think about it, what we did.
It's kind of gruesome,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, it is. So 1692. Now, was it just females?
Nope.
Members of covens?
14 women and 5 men.
You looked that up. Did you prepare?
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. You are kidding me. Where did you get that inspiration?
I just always have that in the back of my mind.
For the witch, anytime the Salem witch hangings come
up,
you've got that ready to go.
Yeah.
Now, if Uncle Arthur, if Paul Lynde would have been there, would they have hung him too? Hanged him?
Probably.
Yeah, that would have been sad too.
Yeah, would have.
1692. How about 1776? Oh no, another hanging. Nathan Hale was hanged on this date. British Revolutionary War officer Nathan Hale. He, of course, was a spy. He was actually working for us. This is when he said, "I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country." That was right before he was hanged. Was he any relation to the skipper? Alan Hale Jr.?
We'd have to go to, you'd have to get a, you know,
23andMe.
Swab.
There you go. You do the 23andMe thing.
Yeah.
The chromosomes. You take a look at it. Ancestry.com. Who knows? They might be.
There might be a distant
relationship there between the skipper and Nathan Hale.
I'm sure Nathan Hale had a little buddy, too.
Today is 1937.
It is National Hobbit Day. It celebrates the birthdays of author J.R.R. Tolkien's characters, Bilbo and Frodo Baggins, two hobbits. For fans who want to go the extra mile.
So the National Hobbit Day is today, actually International Hobbit Day. There's National and International Hobbit Day, International. Who's your favorite hobbit? Is it Bilbo or Frodo?
I live in a hobbit-free world.
Can you name any other hobbits? The only other one I know is Samwise Gamgee. What do you think of him? Played by John Astin's kids, Sean Astin.
Oh,
in
sure.
Lord of the Rings.
They're
tiny people with big hairy feet, Neil.
Yeah.
They have trouble finding shoes that fit.
Well, it's not a great look, to be
so,
honest.
So, 1937, they wear a lot of burlap. 1968 here, the Twins news today.
Goes Murphy, his pitch is hit solidly to center. Backpedaling Gonzalez, turns, goes back near the warning path, and he cannot get it and falls down as the ball hits the fence at the 430 mark. Tovar being waved on in as Cardenas heads for third. The throw will not be in time. It's a triple for Leo.
Hey, just think about center field was 430 feet at one time at Met Stadium.
Wow.
They brought it in by the time I started watching the Twins in the late 70s. But that's the one and only Cesar Tovar. This was the day, and that highlight isn't from the game, but how odd is that to hear Ray Christensen do Twins baseball? But Cesar Tovar played all 9 positions this date for the Twins at Met Stadium against the Oakland A's.
They had since moved
from Kansas City
to Oakland, following the steps of the Oakland's Bert Campanaris,
who faced Did you know this? Cesar Tovar started the first inning. He pitched and faced the first batter was Campy.
Nice.
He also struck out Reggie Jackson.
You gotta love it.
And they were the Kansas City A's when Bert Campaneris did it, by the way.
And you remember Cesar Tovar's nickname?
Pepito?
Pepe, yeah, Pepe.
But they also called him Leo, because that was his middle name. Didn't you hear Ray Christensen say, another one for Leo?
Yeah.
You're going to question Ray Christensen now? You can't.
No.
You
could have been, he wasn't talking about Leo Cardenas.
No. I'm sure these people are, I'm sure these referees are fine people, but they're not doing the job tonight.
But then ankle tackle.
That's him calling Gopher basketball.
Right.
I loved him, Ray Christensen.
He was a guy.
There was some guy who played all nine positions for the Twins or for the Tigers recently against the Twins. Yeah. A few years ago. Do you remember that?
That's right. That's right.
It's happened a few times since, but Cesar was the second one to do it on this date, 1968. 75 in the news.
It happened as the president was leaving the St. Francis Hotel after his last scheduled appearance.
Ambient noise there and sound.
The president appeared stunned momentarily, but he was not hit. He was quickly pushed into a crouching position, into his limousine, and in moments the motorcade was underway, rushing away from the trouble area toward the airport.
Second assassination attempt on Gerald Ford's life in like a couple of months. Squeaky Fromm had done it earlier in 75, and now this Sarah Jane Moore. Apparently middle-aged women had something against Gerald Ford.
Yeah, and she was on the lam for quite some time, it seems to me. Before they finally corralled her.
Wasn't she actually riding around on a lam? Is that how she got away? Was that her getaway vehicle? Well, was a lam? 1975.
I can't believe you guys can watch this. You look ridiculous.
Half a million people trying to stop a senseless war. You find that ridiculous?
I'm talking about the outfits.
I'm dying. Promise me you'll never show these when my friends are here. Promise, or I'm leaving home right now.
The opening scene of Family Ties, we were introduced to the tremendously talented Michael J. Fox. On this date, it was Family Ties on NBC 1982. Good show. You had your Michael Gross, Meredith Baxter, Bernie, Justine Bateman. I was a big fan of hers.
Yep.
Probably had a little crush on her when I was 12.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was. So Family Ties in 82 and 83. I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. Actual audio of the reunion of the Everly Brothers. Every day. We just lost. Was it Don, the one we just lost?
Yes.
Because you got Phil and Don. Don just passed away here recently. Phil had passed away several years prior, but they had spent 10 years apart. They broke up and didn't perform together for 10 years. Kind of went their other way. They did some solo work.
Yeah.
This was at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
Sound pretty good together.
1983. Well, of course, Brother Harmonies, you just can't get any... This doesn't get any better than that. 85.
A concert for America. Performing or appearing for the plight of the American farmer during the next 12 hours in alphabetical order are Alabama, Hoyt Axton, the Beach Boys.
I wish I could go just because Hoyt Axton was there.
Bon Jovi.
It was the first ever Farm Aid in Illinois. It was at Champaign. It was at the Illinois Fighting Illini Football Stadium. I believe that's Memorial Stadium, Neil.
Yep. I believe so.
Good job by Willie Nelson, by John Mellencamp, who at that time I think was still just John Cougar. He may have added the Mellencamp at that point. John Cougar Mellencamp. I know he was John Cougar Mellencamp when they did that second album. Scarecrow, which is right about that time.
Huge.
Neil Young, also one of the organizers. But you had Bob Dylan, Billy Joel, B.B. King. I mean, what a mix. I mean, just an eclectic mix of artists. Joni Mitchell, Ricky Lee Jones, Emmylou Harris. They raised $10 million for financially troubled farmers.
That's pretty good.
And I think they're still doing it to this day.
They are.
So that was in 85 in Illinois. In 86...
We now join the ALF press conference in progress.
Yeah, you're with the Chief Toupee.
Is there anything you'd like to ask us?
Yeah. Why did you guys cancel Star Trek?
Al, what do you think of pornography?
I don't know. I don't even own a pornograph.
Alf, are you going to pose nude?
I am nude.
Ah! Yeah, that was a promo for ALF. ALF premiered on this date on NBC. What a show. People didn't think it would last, but a puppet as an alien lasted four seasons on NBC. This date, ALF. Neil, your thoughts on ALF?
You only
watch Gunsmoke.
Yeah, I never watched ALF.
Did they have any puppets on or aliens on any episodes of Gunsmoke?
I don't recall them, no. I've seen most of the episodes. TV theme time. Yeah.
Baywatch premiered on this date in 89. David Hasselhoff, Pamela Anderson. It was Baywatch. They called it something else, though. Remember what they would? They would remove the bay and put something else in there.
Yes.
Because of what was happening on the beach.
Yeah, Baywatch.
Similar, but not quite that. It's a different word. It's a palindrome. Yeah. It starts with a B. It ends with a B with a couple of O's in the middle. Yeah.
I went with the family version. And again, this was a program that I got just as much enjoyment watching it with the sound off as I did with the sound on.
Simulcast, you'd be listening to Go for Basketball or something and watching
you'd still be
Baywatch.
Entertained on Baywatch.
There's nothing to tell. It's just some guy I work with.
Come on. You're going out with the guy. There's got to be something wrong with him. So does he have a hump? A hump and a hairpiece?
It was the opening scene. They were at Central Perk, opening scene of Friends, this date, in 1994 on NBC. You know, another show debuted in 2004, Lost. That might have been the first show that was the binge show, where you get done watching it, and you couldn't wait for the next one. So people bought the DVDs when they came out, and then they just watch it over and over, you know, one episode after another. Before you know it, 24 hours are done. Right?
Cool. Yes.
I mean, that was Lost.
Yeah.
2015.
Brian Williams will not be returning to the anchor chair at NBC Nightly News. The anchorman was suspended in February for 6 months for exaggerating stories about his experiences in a war zone.
I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago.
Yeah, he made a mistake and he paid for it. He wasn't fired, but he was demoted down to MSNBC. Neil, that'd be like you and I going to KLCI FM HD 12, pretty much.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
He's lucky he wasn't on the shopping channel that NBC ran 2015 also.
What's your favorite, Entenmann's?
That's easy. Chocolate chip cookies. You can taste how good they are just by eating them. Always so soft and moist. Yep, this box is always open till it's closed. Entenmann's, what's your favorite?
Hey, let's remember Yogi Berra. He's a great pitchman.
For sure.
And a good catcher.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. Died on this date, age of 90, known for his yogiisms. Do you know of any yogiisms right off the top of your head, Neil? 3 seconds.
I should. Deja vu all over again.
There you go. I got it. Just under the wire. Birthdays now today. Tony Basil, 78. One-hit wonder, Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
She's a wonderful dancer and choreographer, heck of a cheerleader. Tony Basil, happy birthday, 78. A little bit of a different tone to this one. Some people call them a poor man's Robert Plant. I just called him David Coverdale.
Yeah.
70 today from Whitesnake. And yes, Tawny Kitaen was in this video. That album that came out with this song on it. And Here I Go Again and a couple of others. Just absolutely hot.
Big stuff.
In about 87.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy. Yeah.
Neil, name one thing right now that you are too sexy for.
Too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan.
man.
Would be virtually impossible.
Well, I mean, when he looked at this song, just look around. He's just looking at things, you know.
Right.
You know,
I'm too sexy
for the TV, for the ceiling fan.
DMV bottle.
Might as well. So the guy who was Right Said Fred, the singer, Richard Fairbrass, happy birthday today. He's 68.
And you,
Debbie Boone, biggest selling song of the 70s, basically. Set all kinds of records, 10 consecutive weeks of the number one spot, Billboard Hot 100. That since was broken, I think, by the Bodyguard song.
Right.
And others, Whitney Houston, I'll Always Love You. But it's hard to beat this one, Debbie Boone.
You can't beat this one.
Pat's Daughter, 65. Know Your
stuff.
Forrester Sisters, Neil. Which one?
Sincerely.
And oh, by the way, the rule is if you're going to sing sincerely, you got to be sisters. It's like the McGuire sisters,
that's
Forrester
good.
Sisters.
I like that.
Sisters of the Poor.
So
let's go. June.
Yeah, it's June.
Is it?
Don't tell me you looked that up as well, or is that a guess?
That was pure guess.
Okay. 65 for June Forrester. Joan Jett, one of the great rocking ladies of all time.
For sure.
This lady could rock. She was in the Runaways, and of course, I Love Rock and Roll.
She could bring it.
Bad reputation here. She's 63. Chachi.
Now, you all know my cousin Chachi.
There's your little boyfriend.
Hold your breath. How you doing, Blue Eyes? What do you sell on today, Shrimp? Oh, no, I sold all the shrimp to Alfred. But for you, I got no smear lipstick. We can test it out later. Wah, wah, wah.
That was his catchphrase. Everybody wanted, wah, wah, wah. You remember Scott Baio as Chachi, don't you?
Yeah, I'd given up.
He loved Joni. You think they kind of jumped the shark? Happy Days probably jumped the shark more than once.
Yeah.
And maybe the other time was when they brought in Scott Baio. But he's 61 today. And our rapper of the day today, Moneybag Yo. Moneybag Yo is 30 today.
Oh, Moneybag Yo. Oh, that's pretty good, actually. I like that.
What do you mean, actually? Some of them aren't good? I think all the rappers are
good.
Well,
yeah, that's probably true. Gone, but certainly not forgotten. Emmy Award-winning, Academy Award-winning actor. He was the stately John Houseman.
Smith Barney. They make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it.
I'll tell you, if I had money to invest, I would work with Smith Barney just because of John Houseman.
Yep. Smith Barney Fife, as we used to call it, for John Houseman, born on this day, 1902. He was the voice of television's Mr. Ed, Alan, please call him Rocky Lane.
Market drops 5 points. I'm glad my money's tied up in hay. Oh, morning, Wilbur.
Never mind that. I'm tired of you beating me to the morning
paper. Getting Mr. Ed, you Smith Barney?
I'll bet he did, and I'll bet he was very successful. Alan Rocky Lane as Mr. Ed, born on this day, 1909.
So Alan Rocky Lane was mentioned in, we need to mention this, in the Statler Brothers song. Whatever happened to Randall Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Because,
true.
You know, whatever happened to Alan Rocky Lane. Do you know what happened to Smiley Burnett?
No, I don't.
What about the Durango Kid, Neil?
Nope.
What happened to the Durango Kid? That's a answer. That's a question that we need answered.
All right. We got to look that
Tim
up.
Tim Holt.
Yeah.
Lash LaRue. Yeah. Johnny Mac Brown.
All these great.
The world could use more of those people.
For sure.
We need them to come back.
For sure. Now I want to hear that song. Where was I before I was interrupted? Oh, we've got some sports figures today. Baseball Hall of Famers, Bob Lemon, fine pitcher, born on this day, 1920.
Was his brother Jim Lemon?
Yes.
Were they related? And Jim Lemon was a Twins player and coach, right?
And Baseball Hall of Famer, Tommy Lasorda, born on this day, 1927.
Hey, Tommy Lasorda. How do you spell relief?
Roger, I love to eat, but I don't always manage my stomach right. For heartburn, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Wherever I am.
With all that spicy Italian
he ate,
he was a perfect spokesman for Rolaids.
Yep, he absolutely was. And he did the job. Tommy Lasorda, he could throw a pretty good tantrum and get you know, get in a pretty good argument with an umpire.
He would also get in fights with mascots.
Well, that's true.
He got in a fight with a Philly Fanatic one
time. That's right. That's right.
Was not too happy.
Former heavyweight boxing champion Ingemar Johansson, born on this day in 1932, he's a longtime coach at Iowa and then went to Arizona, men's basketball
coach. Where did he get his start at?
You know the name, Lute Olson.
Where did he get his start at?
He was in McAllister.
Augsburg.
Augsburg, yeah, that's right, Augsburg. I think I was recruited by him. Lute Olson, 1934.
How were your grades? Were they good enough to get in Augsburg?
Well, I got into Bethel, so I could
assume.
And former NBA commissioner David Stern was born on this day, 1942, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
How many times did they get booed, the commissioners? Poor commissioners.
Yeah.
They just always get booed. Do you think they're boo-worthy?
David Stern did a pretty good job. He didn't get booed maybe as much as some.
They all got booed. They're just booed left and right. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Rodney Atkins watching you? Mm-hmm. Heartbroke, Ricky Skaggs, or Alan Jackson, small town Southern man?
With Ricky coming to the Medina in October, let's go Ricky Skaggs here.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1.